Here's today's No Sweat News. Could get you the Green Day tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
Hella mega tour hitting us summer 2020.
If you miss any of the No Sweat News episodes, then you can just go to the podcast section, WRAT.com. Study up.
True that.
Like the guy did last Friday.
I know, that guy was a choke artist.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Paul Scott of Melbourne, Florida, capital of the No Sweat News.
What did Paul do?
Paul considers himself to be an amateur graffiti artist. He was arrested for conducting his graffiti as he painted slurs in bathrooms all across that fair town.
Terrible.
Slurs.
Well, he wasn't exactly sure what slur he should spray paint, so he just spray painted the word slur.
Really?
He painted the police. I sort of like that.
Finally tracked him down.
Well,
wow.
Kind of fun.
Slur.
It's sort of like a Monty Python sketch.
Not even be a slur. Right. It could be a speech impediment.
Yeah, I don't think slur is a slur, ironically.
Could very well be.
I say we let this character off.
It's like a Monty Python.
I don't even know.
Give him a little fine, but that's kind of clever, actually.
Dateline, Pennsylvania for story number two. A woman is facing DUI charges after she drove to the police station to pick up her boyfriend, who had been pinched for driving under the influence.
Oh, boy. They doubled down on the DUI.
Happy couple, right?
Oh, boy. I want to pick up my boyfriend.
Match made in heaven.
Right.
E equals MC. With those two.
30-year-old Kristen Robbins has the charges. He's got the charges. Hell, check the person who came to pick her up, would you please?
Right.
I mean, like, in her defense, however, the phone rang. She didn't know she was going to have to drive. The cop said, come pick up your boyfriend, and she was just following orders. It happened to be a Monday night. What are you doing Monday night?
You're
the same thing you do on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Especially with Monday Night Football, you're making a good case.
Let me just finish my cocktail, officer. I'll be right there.
She didn't know.
You know, she might be able to get off on that one.
No.
Okay.
Probably
fine.
Not.
All right.
No.
All right. This might get dicey. Earmuffs. You got a feel for the custodians in Australia. Victory, Australia.
Good day, mate.
An explosion at a bull semen storage facility has left one hell of a mess.
So a bull, like the animal bull?
Bull, yes. Semen storage facility.
Oh, boy.
I'm not proud of this, but I did eat their testicles once. And
they were tasty, right?
Wow, that's a mess. Who had to clean that up?
The fire department says about 100 cylinders worth.
Oh.
Splattered everywhere.
Just as long as you don't eat that stuff, Gots. It'll be in good shape.
They have described the situation as a unique challenge.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the new guy at the fire department there, I'll tell you what. You don't want to be the intern at the semen storage facility.
That's a lot of milk. John, that's not milk.
Yeah.
Just for your knowledge.
We don't have a cow.
We had a bull. Wait, what the hell?
Since he's Australian, what the hell?
I'm going to go brush my teeth.
Seriously. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll catch you tomorrow for another episode and then Friday Green Day tickets on the quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.